Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We've got a fantastic show. We've got a dear friend. He's back. We haven't had him on for a while, and I'm anxious for him to get us all caught up on what's going on. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you and we give thanks to you for the great I am that you are. For your love and your grace and your mercy. And I know we say that every day. Those words seem to come out so easy. But Father, they are so, so precious. Thank you. Thank you for loving us and forgiving us for our sins. Thank you for your comfort. And oh, Father, how we need that comfort right now as a nation grieves. Father, we also want to thank you for the bounty, for the talents that you've given people and the skills. I ask again for your comfort and your guidance, that we, your children, will show love in all things that we do. Going to your word, we see in Corinthians, now we see but a dim reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. May we be your vessels of love, Father. Such a time as this, use us. May we walk in your ways. May we be your beacon and your truth soldiers. For righteousness. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. No more cheap trinkets. If you're paying attention, surely you can see that America's line of work is sometimes difficult to see, to find. But when you find that precious tag, made in the USA, it truly does warm the heart. I was on a recent vacation. It's been 18 years since I had one, and I was really needing it. But like many, I usually like to pick up a souvenir as a memento of the time in my life when I took this vacation. Seven of us went on this Florida vacation. We were on a beach somewhere. One of the restaurants we dined at, it was called Sharky's. It was right on the beach. It had karaoke, it had food, it had drinks, and it had a gift shop. A typical tourist trap. The food was awesome. And us gals, while we were waiting, we went into the souvenir shop, the gift shop. And like girls do, we started going through and oohing and aahing over these little trinkets and the mugs and the t-shirts and the hats and all that was in there. No silly little keepsakes. But as I turned them over, the label said made in China. Those silly little keepsakes. That do nothing but collect dust. Cheap trinkets from China. I felt my vacation in Florida was worth more than, you know, sending my dollars to China. What do they know about Inlet Beach, Florida anyway? Not a thing. But they know many of us are suckers for those little shiny trinkets. This time, I resisted. I came home with a few shells off the beach, and those are my trinkets. But when you pick up each item and you turn it over, think about how many jobs that one little item would have given to Americans. Made in America. Made in the USA. It is the only way, generally speaking, to bring America home. P.S. One of my girlfriends, she went out on her own a day or two later, and she found a t-shirt. It was soft and wonderful, and it was made in the USA. Cool label, right? We have Greg Owens of Liberty Tabletop with us today, and he has some cool labels on his products, made in USA, made in America. Greg, how are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I had a vacation last week. First one in 18 years. I'm feeling pretty good.
I don't even know how to spell the word vacation, to be honest with you. But
yeah, well, you know, when we own our own business, we don't get to get away very often, do we?
No, we don't.
So what's happening there at Liberty Tabletop?
We're rolling along.
That's fantastic.
You probably read in the news, the consumer market has softened up a bit. I mean, after a two-year tear where our business has more than doubled, things started to taper off in the first couple of months, and they're actually down for the last couple of months. I think people are feeling it at the pump, and the inflation is a factor. There's a half a dozen things that we think is going on, but we're holding our own and certainly way up from where we were a couple of years ago. So life is good.
We're praying for you, because we know that the businesses are really struggling right now, just from what I've heard with my other advertisers and things, too, that people are worried, and things are getting tight, and, you know, they're scared. So hang in there, folks. Hang in there. And you know something? You don't have to use gas to order from Liberty Tabletop. You can just pick up the phone or pick up your internet. You don't have to use the gas. Don't have to fill up with gas to go do that. And that's
exactly
a plus. Plus, you're giving something. I see wedding season coming up. You're giving something that's not cheap trinkets. It's going to last a lifetime. And they're beautiful as well. I'm talking about the flatware that you have.
Yep, the flatware and, you know, all the other items that we have on our website that are also made in the USA, trying to support our friends in the tabletop industry, from cookware at 360 to cutting boards. I've mentioned a couple times, we even have a can opener that's made in the United States. I can't believe how many of those we sell. So,
oh, wow.
There's something in there for everybody. And, you know, one of the things that's happened over the last couple of years is we've really started to gain a following. People, it's more of a brand than just, you know, a flatware store. And people are coming back. I would
say
probably half of our sales are return customers that are, they have a wedding coming up, or their kids just bought a new home and they want to give them a gift. And it's certainly an appropriate gift to give them, and it will last basically forever. Unless it finds the trash can, goes to the office, or ends up in that evil garbage disposal.
Oh, yeah, there are a few of those things.
There's a couple things.
I haven't done that with my Liberty Tabletop yet, but I'll tell you what, I have had a few spoons that got lost down that way. But
Right. So, but yeah, I mean, right now, like you said, save your dollars from the cheap Chinese trinkets, and now is the time to focus not only on our company, hopefully, but many other companies out there that are making things in America, and buy that. And
absolutely.
And keep your dollars here in the United States instead of sending them to the CCP.
Well, I have a question that I'm going to hold until we get back from the break, but let's talk about your Memorial Day sales, because it's not just Liberty Tabletop. As you said, you've got the cookware and the bakeware, and you've got other things on sale too for Memorial Day. Go ahead and tell us about that real quick, and then we'll repeat that later again.
Yes, we do. You know, as for the last couple of years, the sales have been few and far between because we were having a hard time keeping things on the shelf. But now, as we react to a slower economy, we have a couple patterns of the month going on out there, the Liberty pattern, and I believe it's Pearl right now.
Yes,
Pretty much everything is 10% off. Those are 15% off. And then the cookware sale and the bakeware sale started today, or it starts tomorrow. And even though we did have that swell for a couple of weeks there, things have really picked up in the last week because things are on sale. And you know, I was talking to my wife the other day about some things that we need, a new barbecue grill, and we're holding out for those Memorial Day sales. And, so they should start pretty soon, but they've already started at Liberty Tabletop. So,
and then 25% off on the cookware and the bakeware sale. I hear the music.
Yep.
We're headed into a break. I have a question about steel when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio with Greg Owens at Liberty Tabletop, and we will be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt, and while the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, Greg, one of the things I wanted to ask you, and I've been thinking about this for the last couple of weeks, so many things we're having trouble getting. And I wondered about the steel that you're using, because you use American, you know, USA steel. And I wondered how the availability has been with that. I know the prices have gone up, but the availability.
Right. Yes, you're correct on both points. We did struggle there for a while, and we're finally able to lock down a three-year contract with Allegheny Ludlum, ATI, they call it now, in Pittsburgh. So we have a nice supply of steel coming in. It's about twice as expensive as it was headed into the pandemic, and the reason for that, one of them is nickel, went skyrocketed. It's come back down now, so that'll help calm things down. But the other is just the demand. The economy has picked up. Even at the level it's at now, the steel mills are maxed out. So, you know, when you have a excess demand over supply, that causes inflation, and that's what we're all living right now. But on the bar side of it, for the knives, we've been able to get everything that we needed out of North American Stainless, so we're in pretty good shape.
Well, good, good, because I was concerned about that. And just because of the other items that I know, lumber really skyrocketed. I don't know where it's at right now, but we were watching that several months back, and it was in pretty bad place. And just getting the, not just the price of it, but getting it here. You know, so much of that was an issue. And as the prices rise at the pump, it's going to get worse and worse. And We're just in kind of a mess.
And then, on the other side of the coin, our problem has always centered around stainless steel and the subsidized steel in China. Their economy has slowed down very dramatically. It's hard to put a number on it because they don't tell the truth about anything. But,
right.
You can still buy a box of flatware, FOB Long Beach, California, coming out of China cheaper than we can buy the raw material to make it with. And that's because their government subsidizes the raw material, stainless steel, to their industry. And prices on flatware coming out of China have gone up, but not nearly enough to reflect a market price in stainless steel because it's still being subsidized.
And they also use slave labor, don't they? Cheap labor.
Right. But, when we're paying $3 a pound for stainless steel and they're selling it to their flatware factories for $1.25, $1.50, you start out so far in a hole, you can't have a manufacturing cost of zero. So
The quality is of essence. I mean, the quality of what you make and you manufacture and the beauty of it. You know, it just amazes me how you keep coming up with new patterns and how beautiful they truly are. And I encourage my listeners to get online and go look at these. And it's just gorgeous. And, of course, I'm kind of prejudiced. I'm a little bit that way. I like the ones you've got named after historical characters in Revolution, in America's history. But that Liberty tabletop, the Liberty pattern is one of my favorites. And, of course, I have that. It was given to me as a gift, actually, from Rudy. He gave that to my husband and I. And it's just beautiful. There's no comparison to the other. You know, I told you before, my husband's even in on it. You know, we go out and eat somewhere, and haven't been doing a lot of that lately, but you can't even pick up the flatware because it's so flat. I mean, you can't even pick it up off off of the table.
Yeah, it's really amazing, with the effort that goes in a lot of cases to the dinnerware and obviously the food and the ambiance from the lighting to the music in a restaurant. And then you go to pick up the fork and, it's below Walmart quality.
And it's even bent. The forks might be the tines on the forks are bent because they're so thin. Of course, we were laughing. We said, but if they use something from Liberty Tabletop, people would walk off with it and steal them.
So. Yeah, that's one of the excuses that we get all the time. But really, what it comes down to is price.
It is.
They're trying to pinch pennies and they buy the cheap Chinese stuff. So, every once in a while, we run into a veteran or somebody who's adamant about Made in America, a chef who's concerned about presentation, which they all are, which is why they're so focused on their dinnerware. And they see the value in providing an experience to their customer with quality flatware. And that's where our sales come from.
Well, I've long thought that we should just get a little card that says Liberty Tabletop and drop it on the table with the tip and tell them, you need to buy some decent flatware.
I'll send you a box.
Do it. And I will start putting it down. I seriously will. The one particular, I won't name the restaurant because we do like their food, but they're the worst. I mean, it's the absolute worst as far as not being able to pick up the flatware. And they need to, they're a chain. They can afford it. Get another one. get some decent flatware. But made in the USA, I don't know if you caught it in my, I did the little pun about the cool label whenever I did my monologue. And, that is something that's so important. And right now in these times, in all times, actually, we always say these are the times to try men's soul, but these times have been trying our souls for a long time. But, we need to pay attention to where things are made, and the cool label is something that that we need.
And there's some exciting news on that front. You may have heard of the China bills that have passed both the House and the Senate, and they've gone to conference right now. There's about 100 conferees, believe it or not, that are picking them apart. It's a massive bill. I think it's called the American Prosperity Act. Now they've changed the name many times, but pool or country of origin online is in there, and it's very likely that it's going to make it through. which means a year from now, everything that you buy on the internet is going to have to list the country of origin. We can't believe that it actually made it in there on the Senate side, but there's de minimis legislation in there as well. And we're not quite sure if that's going to make it through because it's not on both sides of the Hill. But the fact that it was introduced and it's in there and it survived the initial vote is pretty astounding. And there's been quite a bit of news circulating around that. People on Capitol Hill, senators and congressmen, are getting educated on the subject. They just intercepted 43,000 silencers trying to be smuggled into the United States through China using the de minimis rule. So every time you open your eyes, there's something nefarious going on using this loophole, and it's just a matter of time before enough people are educated on this. Basically, we call it e-commerce without borders issue.
Oh, yeah.
No tariffs, no duties, no controls, no records, just flooding in whatever. That they'll put an end to it, and we're hopeful on that. There's also some pretty bad stuff in the bill. Senator Crapo has introduced, under the guise of tightening trade legislation, that would just basically eliminate the 301 tariffs and open things wide up again. So CPA, which I'd like to talk about in a minute, the okay. annual conference, is leading the charge to support what needs to be supported and fight what needs to be fought off.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and start talking about that. Let's tell me
the keynote speaker was Mike Pompeo, who I'm sure most of the audience will recognize that name. He got up there with Rick Scott, and they gave a couple speeches, and boy, they didn't mix any words about their opinion of China and what they're up to and the challenges that we have ahead of us, particularly after the Russian invasion with their sights on Taiwan. And, you know, I think Mike Pompeo actually said, and for everybody out there in the audience who hasn't figured it out already, we are already at war with China.
Oh yeah,
and it's going on behind the scenes. The diplomats are being quiet, but there's an awful lot of things that are moving around. And you know, Russia goes into Ukraine, and they have the oil and gas card. That's basically all they held. Maybe fertilizer add to that, some of the grain exports. But think about how difficult it was to pull together a coalition with Europe to cut them off from the world economy.
Oh, yeah.
Think about how impossible it would be at this juncture to do the same thing to China if they go into Taiwan. And it's really set off the alarm bells in D.C., and there's very non-political, bipartisan movement to try and shore up our national security based on trade.
I'll tell you what.
It's happening, and it needs to happen, and
it is national security.
Does it get uglier before it gets any better? Yeah.
Let's talk about that in a little more depth when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Greg Owens of Liberty Tabletop. They are sponsors of the show. That's a great company with great products, and you need to check them out. LibertyTabletop.com, and we'll be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A Short Course in Global Governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
Returns. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Greg Owens. He's a sponsor of the show through Liberty Tabletop. They've got all kinds of flatware, all kinds of beautiful, beautiful patterns. How's that? I've lost the name of it. The honeybee one doing? How's that one doing yet? Is it still one of your most popular?
Yes, honeybee is literally flying off the shelves, pun intended. Of course, it is the season when all the beekeepers are out there busy getting their act together, and we do quite a bit of advertising in the magazines. There's two of them that all the bee enthusiasts purchase, and it's done quite well for us. And several of our other American Garden pattern is doing
right.
Quite well.
It's beautiful.
Springtime, and people are thinking of that. So.
I think that's one I gave my sister a set. I just gave her I've got to where I'm just giving them a set for Christmas, and I gave her that this year, and I think she really liked it. And I gave my brother-in-law the other new one that you had with sports, I believe it was, with the hunting and the fishing.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah, American Outdoors. Yep.
Yeah, outdoors. That's what it was. And, of course, that's what he loves to do, so he liked that. And I gave my brother, my other brother, a set that was the Woodstock, because he likes that. And mm-hmm. And then I've got lots of brothers. I gave my other brother, he had Liberty before. He's my Marine brother. So I gave him the serving sets that went with that. So I've been trying to give them something each Christmas from those, and they really enjoyed them. And I was, you know, it's, you never know what to get them. We're getting at that age, you don't know what to get them. But you can always use some more silverware in the kitchen. So
something practical, right?
And absolutely. And beautiful.
And leave those Chinese trinkets on the shelves.
Yes, absolutely. So let's go back to Pompeo and Rick Scott. I know their hearts are in the right place. I really admired a lot of what Pompeo did with as he served with President Donald Trump. And I know Rick Scott, he's trying to save America. He's got an 11-point plan to do that. And we've kind of studied that a little bit. But let's talk about this at CPAC that they were talking about China.
Yeah, and immediately following them, I don't know if you're familiar with the name Roger Robinson. He was actually worked for Ronald Reagan. He was the architect of the financial scenario that was enacted that brought Russia to their knees and ended the Cold War. And he's involved in doing similar things with China. But a couple of the things that he brought to light, which we've discussed before, are the exposure that we have. Because of the ties to China on Wall Street. And, you know, in your pension plan, in your 401k, in your IRA, it is polluted with assets that have exposure to China. And it doesn't necessarily have to be direct investment in a Chinese company, which is scary because most of those investments are stocks that are actually run through the Cayman Islands. Mm-hmm. And there's no recourse. I mean, you could just lose everything overnight. But also, you know, think about a company that may be doing a lot of business over there. Some of the automotive, General Motors, for example. If an all-out trade war breaks out, which it's already started, what happens to their balance sheet when they lose all of their physical assets in China as they're expropriated? So there's a lot of fronts. And then the Chinese investment in the United States. And there's a lot of efforts to try and get their money out of Wall Street. And of course, Goldman Sachs and the rest of the people who have been profiting wildly from this over the last couple decades are fighting it tooth and nail. But bringing these things to light and educating the folks in Congress is important. And that message is starting to get out there, and it's starting to be become mainstream thought instead of, you know, one of these conspiracy theories off to the side. So it's all encouraging.
It is.
And another person that attended the conference on behalf of the current administration is a woman by the name of Celeste Drake, and she is in charge of an office. It's the first time that there's ever been an office in charge of Made in America. And her main focus is making sure that the rules that already exist, such as the Berry Amendment, which we've talked about, the Buy America, Buy American Act, within government, as we spend money on things like infrastructure and military, VA, anything that the government purchases, she's in charge of making sure that the rules are followed and that some of the loopholes are closed. And that's encouraging behind-the-scenes type activity that is putting some teeth into the rhetoric. Nice to see.
It is. I mean, and that's kind of surprising. That's the first I've heard of that. I can't follow everything. I rely on people like you, Greg. I can't follow it all. That is encouraging because we've seen this administration right now doing the total opposite of everything, trying to protect, you know, and I'm a non-believer. They're trying to do all this with climate change. They're trying to, this executive order, we followed some of that with the taking of more land and water from American individuals. And it's, you know, to preserve it. It's all about more control. So when we see something like this, that it actually putting America first, American industries first, that's very encouraging.
And, you know, perhaps one of the most encouraging things of all is there is an extremely broad consensus that globalization and this notion that tying everybody's economy together is going to somehow promote democracy and freedom and everything else, that has been debunked. And it's basically, it's over. Even the keynote speakers at Davos, I never can pronounce it right, that's sort of the globalization, you know, summit
Hub,
every
yeah.
year. Even they're admitting that it's over, that we're entering a new phase, that it didn't work, and we're going to have to go to a more regional, nationalistic type approach to protect our economic independence and our national security. When you start hearing those things coming out of the mouths of people at Davos, Switzerland, that's a real game changer. So where do we go from here? It's going to be an interesting transition. But what's happened over in the Ukraine and the inability of Western Europe and the United States and some of our other allies to pull together and sanction Russia on just gas and oil. The amount of time that that's taken to figure out alternate supply chains has just woken everybody up. What happens if China goes into Taiwan? 80% of the chip production in the world is out of Taiwan. It's gone.
Yeah.
So this is translating into direct investments here in the United States in large chip making manufacturers. But it goes beyond chips. I wrote a little op-ed published by CPA talking about a two-pronged strategy. Government can do certain things on a macro scale, like, for example, the chip industry or something in defense. But to try and subsidize and micromanage businesses all across the spectrum, including my company, Flatware, it's way beyond their reach, and they do a horrible job of it. And we don't need to turn into a China where we have a centrally planned economy. Mm. So that needs to be the ground up approach.
And don't you think
basically it comes down to is constructing a tariff wall. And it starts with China. Keep their stuff out. It doesn't help inflation necessarily, but it certainly will spur domestic consumption of domestic products.
We still have that battle going on in D.C. where some of them want to lift all those tariffs. I fear that we have too many of them that have, I've got air quotes, invested in China, and mm-hmm. they're not wanting to give that up. But I want to talk a little bit more about the free market, because I think that's what really made America prosper back in the day. And would it be possible to go back to that? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Greg Owens of Liberty Tabletop. I encourage you to check out libertytabletop.com. So many things there made in the USA. And we'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Have you ever checked to see how many minerals are in the nutritional products that you take? Not many if they come from fruits and vegetables that do not average more than 12 minerals due to mineral depletion in topsoil. Minerals are the key to good health and longevity, and you need lots of them. A product called Immuno 150 is only $49.95 for a month's supply, and it has 70 plant minerals and 80 other nutrients. There is nothing like it on the market. Now, more than ever, you need to supercharge your immune system, and to do that, you need at least 60 minerals every day. Immuno 150 has more than 70 minerals. Visit Immuno150.com. That is IMMUNO150.com or call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224. 2224.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message: Liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow's bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel set, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code BethAnn or call 1-800-978-6168. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You will also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 1-800-978-6168 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Greg Owens, and we're talking about Made in the USA, Made in America products and industries that are here, that are staying loyal. And I know it hasn't been easy, Greg, and I know the Lord has blessed you for your efforts and what you have done, and your employees and all there. But something you said when we were talking about some of the things that some of the folks in Congress are trying to do, We had the last smelting plant here in Missouri, and it's been since I've been on the air that it was closed because the EPA just EPA'd it to death, and they could no longer stay open. So it had to close. But free industry, and I'm not saying we shouldn't have some regulations and some things that just need to be in our industries, but the free market, If government would get out of the way, you know, as much as possible, don't you think that the United States would have several boom towns coming up again? You know, right now the boom town is D.C. and it produces nothing; it extracts. You know,
right.
I know I'm generally speaking, you know, just kind of throwing it out there, but
yeah, I mean, take the existing regulations that we have. They drive the cost up. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So one suggestion would be to remove them all and go back to the days in the 1970s when you remember the picture of the Indian with the tear coming down. And, you know, I don't necessarily think we want to go in that direction. But one of the conversations that I always like to have with folks that are, you know, really want to preserve the environment is, yeah, you know, jump in your Prius and drive down to Walmart and buy the Chinese stuff. Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
Because the things that are happening on the other side of the world are just horrific. Okay. And the way to address that is to go all the way back to the argument between Hamilton and Jefferson on, do we want to make it here or do we want to make it overseas? Well, whether your objective is jobs or whether your objective is cleaning up the global environment, making it here makes a lot more sense. Mm-hmm. And thank goodness that Hamilton won that argument. And we put up a tariff wall around the country to foster domestic production of everything that we needed and become self-sufficient. There are certain areas where we can certainly do that again, particularly against bad actors like China who are dumping product into our country to benefit themselves to the detriment of us. So that is where government can throw up that wall to protect us. And what will happen is little companies like ours, in across a wide swath of industries, will start to appear, and they'll start to flourish, and they'll fill in those gaps. And that top-down and then bottom-up approach is something that we desperately need. And the regulation needs to make sense.
We have a lot of regulations that don't, and that's kind of what I was getting at. We do need some regulations. There are bad actors in every industry, but so we do need some of those.
Right, and you know, not only makes sense, but you know, these crazy rules and regulations and that are driving the price of gasoline up, they're doing it on purpose.
Okay? Yeah, they are. It's purposeful.
So that, you know, the more expensive it is to drive a car on gasoline, the more economically attractive, I guess, some of the alternative energy and electric car things become. But then when you dig into it, an electric car isn't really the most environmentally friendly thing either. So those are the type of common sense things that need to be driven into the discussion and the very disingenuous arguments that are being made right now to do certain things to save the planet are just that. They're disingenuous, and they're driving a profit motive for somebody who's heavily invested and in bed with the alternate energy groups.
Right, absolutely. And we're seeing like evidence of that. You know, I have a sponsor that is, and that's what he does, is he checks all those energy things out. And as far as the electric cars, you know, you cannot make an electric car without fossil fuel. You can't build
You can't
the batteries and the things that charge the batteries, everything is going to take fossil fuel. There's no way to get away from fossil fuel 100% like they keep saying. It's just not going to happen. And it can't.
And the craziness that's going on here in New York State, Matt Roberts, my partner here at Shore Manufacturing, is involved in local and state government. And they're fighting it tooth and nail because the proposals that they have to get away from fossil fuels and what they're legislating, that mandating, that is done here, it's literally impossible. So as they bring these things out and educate the public on what's passed off as this wonderful, you know, green energy bill, when they start to realize what's going on, and I guess if there's one good piece of news from the rising fuel prices, is it's waking people up, and they're starting to take a look at this nonsense and realize that it makes about as much sense as defunding the police. It's just total and utter nonsense.
It is, and of course that happened. Another executive order the day after we had that horrific attack in the school in Texas from the White House, another craziness of defunding the police and punishing them. And that is, it makes
and
no sense.
And disarming the public.
And disarming
so
the public.
The only people that have the ability to defend themselves are criminals. There you go. That's another.
Well, or the ones who have their own bodyguards.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly.
You know, that's the, you know, I mentioned yesterday to my son, I said, you know, the same people that are standing there saying an 18-year-old should not be able to buy a gun are wanting to send the 18-year-olds to Ukraine and Taiwan and Russia. Yeah.
Right.
So that none of it makes sense. But we're so glad that you're here trying to make sense with us.
In government is about as hard as falling over and hitting the ground. It's not hard.
It's not.
You know, I can tell you from somebody who lived in a country, Mexico, where the population was disarmed and the only people who had guns were the criminals. Of course, they didn't get them legally, of course. It's a frightening scenario. When they become so brazen that they can just walk in anywhere knowing that they're going to meet zero resistance. But
and that's happening.
Hopefully
here.
Common sense will prevail, and some of these crazy ideas that are being exposed for what they are will wake people up, and again, will drive some common sense back into a lot of things, including trade policy, which seems to be happening, fortunately.
That's great. That's great. Well, you know, my daddy used to say the wheel that squeaks the loudest. And sometimes us conservatives or us folks, you know, we don't want to make a lot of noise, but it's time we made a lot of noise. And I think that's working. You guys have done a terrific job there and with the groups that you're with, and it's just been great. Memorial Day sales. We're just about out of time. I wanted to mention them again. Go to libertytabletop.com. They've got sales on everything, and even sales on the items that are there. Those are 25% off for the Memorial 360 cookware and the bakeware from 360. Memorial Day sale is 10% off, and the pattern of the month is pearl, 15% off, 15% off of the flatware, and it goes on and on. You're doing a great job, Greg. Thank you. Thank you,
you
so much
well.
For all
Thank
that you do.
Thank you very much for all you do.
Oh, God bless you. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Buy America, made in the USA. Those labels are more than just cool. They bring America home.
Home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.